Blog Talk Radio.
Because we
and how God wants us to abide in the lock, to be in the lock, because it's the lock of our salvation. So once we are in the lock, that means that there is no harm that is going to come to us. When we are in the lock, we have full protection, because God, Jesus, is the lock of our salvation. So Adam, we're going to read the Bible. It's in Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 4. The Bible says, he is the lock. He is the lock. His work is perfect. For all his ways is justice, and God of truth, and without injustice, righteous and upright he is. You see, that's why today I urge everyone to think about the power in the log. To think about, because the more we see the log, our log is not their log. We do have different log. But this lock around, this lock I'm speaking about, is the lock of our salvation. They have described how this lock is. It is, his work is perfect. Meaning that everything that, once we are in the lock, Jesus Christ, once we trust and put our life in the lock, everything that we're going to do is going to be perfect, because his work is perfect. Now we're going to adapt his nature. We're going to adopt the nature of the law, or the characters of the law. One of its character is every work that we do in the law is perfect. It's just, there is no injustice in the law. They are always upright, and there is righteousness in the law. So when I talk about the law, I'm talking about someone. Because when you look at the characters of the law, first of all, the law is dependable. You can rely on the law in every aspect of life. In terms of darkness, in every aspect of life, when once you depend on the law, trust me, your life will not remain the same. Your life is going to be, you're going to be on the right point. So the law is strong. When you abide yourself in the law, and you eat yourself in that law of salvation, Jesus Christ, meaning that this law is not as other law. It's very strong. No weapon is going to be formed against you. No weapon is going to attack you, because you already eat your life in the law. Your life is already eaten in the law. And whoever attaches you is going to eat the law. No arrow is going to pass through that law. So, my dear brothers and sisters, all over the world, Life Church, Family Church of Christ, all over the world, I really urge you and I advise you to abide yourself, or to feed yourself in this lock of our salvation, Jesus Christ, because it's dependable, it is strong, and it's very firm. No weather, no critical condition, no circumstance can shake it. It's what it's very stable. What is stabilized in the place, no one can shake it. It's very firm. You can trust, you can build all your big foundation, you can trust all that big mission you have. Once you are in the log, you just trust yourself that you are on the right track. And another thing I want to tell you, this log I'm talking about is long-lasting. Everything you're going to do, once you adopt the anointing or the power of the law, the power in the law or the anointing in the law, that is long-lasting, meaning that you're going to walk a life of long-lasting, whereby you're going to be not moved by the word, you're not going to be moved by the wind, you're not going to be moved by the situation. No matter how the world is perverse and defiled, you're going to be firm, because you are on the log of salvation. You are in the log of ages. This is Jesus. The Bible says, talks about this log. When you read in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 4, the Bible says, let us rush there and read there very, very fast, because you are okay. The Bible says, when read there, coming to him as the living stone, rejected indeed by the men, but chosen by God and precious. You also, as living stones, you are being built up as a spiritual house, a holy priesthood to offer up a spiritual sacrifice acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. You see, when we imitate the law and we bind ourselves in the law, we're going to adopt the anointing. We're going to adopt the power of the law and will be considered to be as law. And this is a season and time. If we choose to imitate this law, we're gonna walk firm in the world. We're gonna walk strong. We're gonna be long lasting. We're gonna be dependable. People are going to rely on us. And this talk I'm talking about is faithful. And we're gonna walk in the life of faithfulness, where we're gonna be faithful to each and every one. And in the end, we're gonna enter into the heaven. And when Jesus wants to trust you with his mission, he is looking for someone who is anointed, who has this character, or who has this knowledge of the law. Once you choose to become a law, Jesus can trust you with this great mission. When you read in the Matthew 16, verse 18, we'll look at Peter. Peter was among the disciples, but when Peter revealed who is Jesus, Jesus said unto Peter, unto this law I'm going to build my church, even the gates of hell will not prevail. My dear brother and sister, it's a higher time we imitate the power of the law, to resemble the law, and we're going to be Christian, or family church of Christ, the uncheckable family, the long-lasting family, the dependable family, because we choose to adopt the power of the law. We're going to be trusted. We're going to be faithful because we choose to walk in the anointing and in the cloud of the law, whereby the arrows are going to come, the weapons are going to be formed against us, but they will not harm us, not because we are not human, not because we are not people, but because we eat ourselves in the law. That is Jesus. We walk on the ground called the law of our salvation. Our family, our children are built on the law. Our mission, our gospel is built on the law. So people, they will come to key understand that these people are not ordinary people, because they choose to acquire or adopt the power of the law, and your life will not remain the same, my dear brother and sister. No weapon is going to be formed against you if you adopt this character. If you imitate the law, no weapon is going to be formed against you. They will try to harm you. They will try to squeeze you. They will try to grab you. But because you are firm and strong and you are long-lasting, and this anointing whereby you're going to start create things, you're going to start building things, and the things that you build, they will live, they will remain, they will be firm, they will be strong. I pray in the name of Jesus to whoever listens unto this gospel, may God give you clear knowledge and open up your eyes and understanding. May God give you the clarity and clear understanding of this word. May the power of the Lord abide in you and you to abide in it. May you walk in the anointing of the Lord. As the Bible says, it's the law of ages. May the law of ages reveal himself in your life. Reveal himself in your day-to-day life. Reveal himself in your day-to-day, in your children, in the life church ministry, in the family church of Christ. We declare today, may this anointing and power of the cross be upon, be poured in the ministry. Lord, from today on, as we pray, may we, oh Lord, the family church of Christ, make us strong, make us firm, make us strong, long-lasting, make us dependable, make us stable, make us faithful in everything, in every aspect of life. And Father, we'll bless your name forever. Father, I pray for everyone who is broken and sick, for those who are going through a anointing of the Lord fall upon them. Because, Father, you are the Lord, a strong God and a faithful God, an upright, and there is no injustice in you. Father, I release your anointing of healing upon each and everybody. May you touch them mightily and set them free from every brokenness, from every evil, from every powers of darkness. Release them, heal them powerfully. In Jesus' name, I pray and I declare, may the Holy Spirit do mighty work. May you enlarge us, Lord, in thousands and thousands and thousands. Because people, they desire to know your name. Thank you, Lord of Ages. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah, Brother Timothy. Glory be to God. As I was listening, Psalms 27:1 came before me. The Lord is my light, my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? People, as Brother shared today, stay in that lock. Stay secure. Stay in that refuge, that solid rock through Jehovah God and our Lord Jesus Christ. Well, Brother, thank you so much for joining us. God bless you. We are out of time, but take care, Brother Timothy, and we will talk to you later.
God bless. God bless you too.